The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I just have a feeling today is going to be a great day. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A. And you know what? It is going to be a glorious week,
right?
Dana. And I, you know, the best way for me to remain single is to constantly hang out with married people. And I know it's going to be.
Hey,
it's for horses. And this, if you feel attacked, let me explain to you how I started off my week. Bright and early at 5:45 in the a.m. is when I come in to work and I hear my coworkers who are married arguing over Tide Pods at their household, which is not a workplace argument. There's no other reason. Me and Jack would never argue about Tide Pods and if you got the Tide Pods and when are you going to bring the Tide Pods and what are the Tide, blah, 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 blah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. The Tide Pods were outside and I need to make sure that they are transferred from the actual plastic container into the other pretty plastic container that
Plus
I have.
You and I aren't roommates.
Yes, I need for my husband Otto to do that so that my laundry room looks beautiful. See, everything, you know, I have containers that have the names of detergent, Oxy, bleach. So he must transfer the pods into there. And the garage door is also having some issues. The air conditioner filters also need to be replaced. Am I not allowed to talk about that?
You are. It's the Dana Cortez Show. You open rein on whatever you want to verbally communicate to your significant other there. But maybe we do it with a smile on our face instead of sternness in your voice.
Let me tell you something. These are real conversations, Anthony. When you get married, it's not going to be like, "Hey, baby, how are you?" No, no, no. It's
going to be. Did you fix the garage? Did you put the Tide Pods away?
That's it.
Make sure you grabbed all the packages? Did you check the mail yet today?
Yeah. Did you open the Amazon boxes? Did you deposit the check? Those are the conversations that we have as married people. Okay, Anthony.
I know. I understand it. I think we're going on the 7th, 8th year of this show and syndication, and
yes.
I've got accustomed to these. This is not topped the peanut argument you guys had a few years back, but
that was an almond argument.
That was a classic showdown, and I don't want to feel like I'm specifically attacking you, Dana, because this is all wives and husbands and married people alike of all types of.
I thought you were gonna say it's because it's all because of Otto's shortcomings that we're having.
No. Not at all.
That would be my line.
I'm just used to being verbally abused. That's what it is.
I was listening to everything about Dana going off about the Tide Pods, and I was like, can Otto get some coffee first? Please?
True. He is very much a crab before his cafecito.
Anthony knows how it turns out if I haven't had my coffee yet.
That's why last week, if you missed this part, we had to turn all the way back around to get Otto's coffee at home, and Anthony was like, thank you for getting the man coffee. Because you and Jack don't want to be around that. Talking about Tide Pod. No.
I'll go get the Tide Pods. I'll go get them.
Anthony's going to start eating the Tide Pods.
No, don't say that. Remember when that happened? Jeez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, your best friend. It's like your sister. And then your best friend does something to you that makes her or him your ex-best friend. We asked this question on Facebook. You can go read some of the comments. We're going to read some of them here, too. And Miss Emily agreed to talk to us. Good morning, Emily. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What did your friend do to make her your ex-best friend?
I have quite the story for you guys. My best friend of 15 years decided to marry the father of my child behind my back.
No, what in the world? What? Hold on, how did you even find out?
I didn't know for 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
Until his mom came and told me the truth.
I don't even get this right now. So the mother is a better friend than her own daughter, is it? Yet this was your best friend.
She still continued to lie for about 6 months after that, but the truth finally came out. And now she has a child with him.
What?
And
this doesn't make sense.
So that's my story.
Well, I am glad that you're in a better place. You told me, you know, before we got on, when I put you on hold, you're much better now, but this still makes you angry. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, I'm just still like taken aback by that. There's so many men in the world. Are you going to choose your best friend's ex? Like, seriously?
How? How could you do that to your friend?
Because obviously you didn't care that much about your friend. Can I tell you a story before we start reading from the Facebook pages?
Yeah. Yes. Are you going to top that one?
I think so. My best friend, okay, we were very young, and I had this boyfriend. It was innocent. Okay, I'll just tell you. I was already a mom, but we still, yeah, I was young. You have to understand. So we were just dating. And he liked me, and I liked him. And then all of a sudden, my friend was pregnant. And she was my best friend. And she said that it was this guy's, my boyfriend's best friend's baby. So then anyway, we all moved away, went away. 10 years later, she called me to tell me it was actually the boy I was dating.
Damn.
That was the father of her child. Mm. Which I didn't care. I told her I didn't even care because we weren't even like that serious. It wasn't like that for us. Like, and that's probably why he went to go with my friend.
I'm sorry that happened to you, dude.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's not an original story.
And the only reason, Anthony, she told me is because she was battling, like having a custody battle with him, and she was afraid that I would find out on Facebook or Instagram.
Oh.
She was afraid, and I was like, girl, I don't even...
So she outed herself before she got outed.
She outed herself, and I said to her, I don't even care, and she's like, I'm just so sorry, I've lived with this guilt. Girl,
I haven't even thought about that guy.
I haven't even thought about him. I swear right now, I think his name was Brad. I think. Mm. I don't even remember, but for her... Because she did that to me, and we were so close, and I always took up for her. I was always protective of her, and she lied. I think it just, you know, she was just riddled with guilt for all those years.
Yeah, and then you're in the middle of a custody battle, and for me, I think like cheating and adultery or messing around with other people is one thing, but when it reaches the level of like having children, you got to kind of own up to it. Like you got to be.
We were so young.
At least be honest at that point.
She lost her daughter to him.
Oh.
Yeah, she lost her daughter. The judge gave the daughter to the father.
Obviously, she was a liar and a bad person.
Well, no, it had to do with her current husband. Oh. It was not her. And the daughter, once she turned 18, wanted nothing to do with that man.
I said it wasn't an original story because on Facebook, Keith Hatt said his best friend slept with his then fiance and mother of two. And he's no longer talking to either one.
Oh,
no.
Damn, bro. This be happening, guys. Oh, dude.
That is awful. Like, again, there's a plethora of people in the world. Why choose the ones that you're... loved ones are with. I don't understand that at all.
Well, this one doesn't have anything to do with cheating. Her name's Erin Nicole. She said her friend sat on unemployment and food stamps instead of trying to get a job, and she would complain about her kids when they didn't have clothes or shoes, but she had her nails done, had a brand new iPhone, and refused to go on an interview that she had set up for her for a piece of cake job, but she made more money on unemployment, so I ditched that piece of and probably am better off for it.
So she would rather be home collecting unemployment, complaining that her kids didn't have anything, than go to going work. Out
and, I don't know if that's a reason to cut off a friend, though.
Oh, I would cut off a friend for that.
You know, my grandmother used to say...
You are who you hang out with.
Exactly. Dime con quien andas y te digo quién eres. So tell me who you're with, and I'll tell you who you are. If you're going to roll... with people who don't want to work and don't do things, that becomes your norm. You've got to get with people that are even smarter and more driven than you are.
I had to cut off a friend who was kind of like this. He was just lazy, and I hired him to do a job for me.
How do I know you're talking about?
And he didn't do the job. And then he was like, hey, I need some more money to finish the job. And of course, being a good friend, I gave him more money, and guess what? He didn't do the job.
I told you 2 years before to dump that guy. I told you.
We're not friends anymore.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know how we were talking about heartbreaks earlier and people that broke your heart?
Yeah.
And how do you recover from it? Can I tell you about my crush when I was little in third grade? I had this crush on this boy.
Oh, third grade.
Oh, no.
Oh, I will never forget this, okay?
Is your first heartbreak?
Otto, for some reason, I just had the biggest crush on this guy. And my mom moved a lot. I've talked about this, right? So we lived in this town for a while. Then we'd go back to another town and go back. And I would always see this boy, and I just had the biggest crush on him. I thought he hung the moon. And he finally asked me out one time.
Oh.
I was so excited.
In third grade?
No, we were way past third grade. It was junior high already. It was already junior high. And I was like, oh, he said, do you want to go to a movie? You know, just go to a movie or whatever. I'm like, yeah. I was like, oh, that'd be so cool. And somebody found out.
Did your heart do a little flutter?
Oh, it was fluttering? Like, you don't even know. Otto had the biggest crush on him since third grade. Here we are in eighth grade. And I'm finally going to get to go out with this boy. And, you know, I was kind of a nerd. I've talked about this. I was, you know, didn't have the nicest clothes and things like that. And a bunch of kids at school found out. And he was super popular. And he came and told me, I can't take you.
Oh.
I've changed my mind. I felt like I was going to wither away and die. I cried at home. I was like, man.
I feel bad for you now.
And you're like, and you're my wife. And we're married, Otto, right? And then years later, I'm talking, it's probably been about 6 years ago, he showed up to one of my appearances with his son.
Oh, you told me about that. Uh-huh. Okay, I know which guy you're talking about now.
I was like, oh, what you want? What do you want, sir? Why are you coming to introduce your son? He's like, oh, I've known Dana for years. I was like, I hope you're raising your son to be a better man than you were.
He probably thought he was going to walk into that situation and be like, she still likes me.
Oh, he's changed. I'm so glad that relationship didn't work out.
Man, dude, look at it. I feel like this is like a moment of healing for that young girl, Dana Cortez, who was going through that and was getting, you know, who felt, got her heart broken. I feel like this is a moment of clarity for
Anthony
you.
Anthony
right
was so hard. I got made fun of all the time. It was always like that for me. I was just that nerdy girl that read the books.
I mean, this sounds like some kind of Disney movie or something.
I should write a Disney or an after. Remember the after school specials?
Yeah.
Let's bring them back.
I think it's better than one of the after school specials. Okay, Dana? Give yourself a little more credit than that.
One of the things I was going to say is sometimes those things that you really want to happen, they're not meant to happen, because thank God that didn't happen, first of all. But Otto, I'm so happy with you, right? All those relationships that didn't work out, I'm so glad they didn't.
I'm so glad it didn't work out either, because I'm sure that guy was there to show you your new son, and it didn't work out for him.
He did take a picture with me.
I keep thinking of our conversation with Kevin Gates, where he passionately said how much he loves when a person breaks his heart because it gives him new motivation.
Yeah.
And I think about that a lot, no matter what kind of heartbreak I'm going through.
You're going to get through it. It's going to make you stronger. Sure sucks when it's happening, though. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.